What's going on, hustlers? Welcome to the Lift, Love, Hustle podcast. My name is Sean.
And I'm Nikki Nelson.
And welcome to today's podcast. We're going to be talking about how to dine out and stay on track with your fitness goals. And we're also going to talk about, you know, these next coming months, if you're traveling, how to stay on track with that as well.
Yeah, I mean, the holidays are a really challenging time for our clients and for us as well to stay on track, keep reaching for those goals, keep making progress, but still be able to enjoy time with our family and friends.
Yeah, it's tough, but you can do it. And if you have a strategy, it makes it that much easier to make it happen. So
yeah, so let's dig into a strategy. Let's give people a real plan for what these few months should look like, and also day to day, like what dining out really looks like for someone who is trying to stay on track and make progress.
So you're the best at this, so I'll let you take over this part because I've seen you do some amazing things to prepare for the holiday weekends.
Okay, so do we want to start with talking about the holidays and how to handle that, or do we want to talk about dining out first?
You know what? Let's talk about dining out first, then we'll lean into the holidays because I think that's more, more right up the boat. So we're going to talk about dining out and how do you dine out and eat healthy?
Well, and I think this looks different, completely different for everyone because it all, number one, it depends on how far you are in your journey, how far you want to go, and ultimately how committed you are to reaching that goal, right? Like you have to know yourself and know what's reasonable. It's like when we ask people how often they reasonably can work out per week, when you put that word in reasonably, it goes from I'm going to work out every day to like, I can commit to like 4 days, right? Yeah. So when you're dining out, I think having a plan and knowing where you are in that scale of commitment is going to help. So we'll give you in order of level of difficulty, or I say level of commitment, what that's going to look like for you for 5 different levels of dining out and reaching your goals.
And before we jump in, I want to make it clear that, look, you know what's good and what's bad. So try not to go to McDonald's or Taco Bell or anything like that. You know, try to choose the right restaurants when you're dining out. So the first tip that we have for you, and it's the easiest one, it's the bottom of the barrel.
When you go, I wouldn't say bottom of the barrel.
I think it's the bottom of the barrel. It's the easiest one to do.
It's easy,
because it doesn't require much effort. And what that is when you get your meal, immediately ask for a to-go box and have half that meal, you know, put away, and then you have that later on.
This is a tip that I heard early on in my fitness journey because I wasn't really sure yet what to eat. And so I think it's really easy for beginners to do something like this because they're like, okay, I can just, it's portion control really is what we're telling them to do. It's portion control. So order what you would normally order, boom, box half of it, and then have that, you know, you can have that the next day for a meal, or you can share, or you can split. Split the meal with someone else at the table, you know, but you know off the bat, you are now consuming half the amount of calories that you normally would have.
Exactly. And like she said, it's calories, right? So this all comes down to portion control and eating the right amount of calories for your body and your goals. The second tip is a little harder, but not not much, right?
Not much. And you can combine this with other things.
Exactly. And usually this is best if you're very hungry. Sometimes if you're really hungry, you're actually more likely just dehydrated. So the second tip is to drink a glass of water before you eat your meal, or, you know, ideally if you can drink 2 glasses of water, even better. That way you're allowing your body to sort of just wean yourself into the eating versus just gobbling down the bread and the food as soon as it comes. And that'll tell your brain that, hey, I don't need all this food right now. You can slowly, you know, work your way into it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like an appetite suppressant, right?
Exactly.
Like
that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
My brain's working today, people. Yeah. It's an appetite suppressant to, you know, just hydrate. Chances are throughout the day, you know, most clients that we're encountering are dehydrated on a regular basis. So that's going to just help that. But then also, yeah, it's going to help to suppress your appetite and get you ready for the meal. But also the key factor, and I love that you specified, was drink a glass of water and not wine or like alcohol before. Let's not, if you're going to have a drink with your meal, like that's fine. We don't typically drink you know, on a regular basis when we go out to eat, but a lot of people do. So before you even have that glass of alcohol, like, let's get that water in to just start that.
And obviously, I mean, it should go without saying, try to have water instead of a Pepsi or soda or any kind of carbonated beverage, unless it's like water, right?
Yeah, zero calorie beverages is usually the way to go. So even iced tea, if it's unsweetened.
You know, rule of thumb, just don't drink your calories. I mean, unless it's a protein shake.
Yeah, I would, not worth it.
Yeah, it's not worth the calories.
Save those calories for food.
So the third tip is going to be eat whole foods whenever you go out to eat, right? So eat a protein and eat a vegetable. The less ingredients in your meal, the better.
Yeah. The more that you can identify what's on your plate in that instance, the better. So if we go out to eat, like, 9 times out of 10, I'm ordering, I mean, steak is like kind of my go-to, like a sirloin, like a non-fatty steak. And then vegetable. So I'll try to do steamed, whatever. It doesn't have to be broccoli. It can be whatever they have. And then some kind of carb. So baked potato is a good one with no butter or anything like that. And you can season it yourself afterwards, but just, you know, eating whole foods, because that way, like for me, I track all of my food no matter what, right? Whether I'm dieting or I'm not dieting, like I just like to know what I'm putting in my body. So I'm able to track that really easily. If I'm ordering something that has a lot of ingredients or is very saucy or creamy, it's almost impossible to track. So unless you're at a chain food restaurant, and then you're able to just kind of pull the data from the website. But try to order whole foods. That's a good one.
Yeah, keeps it simple, which actually leads us into the next step, which is track your food, right? So when you go to a restaurant, try to bring, you know, this is more advanced, right? Bring a scale with you, one of those food scales. You don't have to be obvious, put it in your purse or put it in your pocket. There's some small ones out there, but put it down and then just weigh your meats, weigh your protein, weigh your vegetables, so you know what you're consuming, and then log it on, you know, your app called MyFitnessPal or
one of these apps. And yeah, I mean, now again, we're talking about level of difficulty, right? So is it, you know, are you going to get looks from your friends and family bringing a scale?
Sure.
I'm sure. Mm. Right. Or people are going to say, oh, are you really going to do that? Or do you really have to do that? But it's really your journey, right? So are you going to do that? Maybe. Yeah. Like, maybe that's how important reaching your goal is. And so that's your prerogative. And so I think you have to also be really confident in that decision, that this is what I'm going to do when I go out to eat, and I don't care who judges me. Like, that's basically what it is.
Now, this last one, this is what really gets
the extreme,
the looks and the judgment. But hey, if you're on a track for a goal and you want to go out with friends and you want to have a little bit of fun without missing out, then this last step is for you. And that is to bring your own food to the restaurant. And believe it or not, you know, Nikki's done it. I've never done that. Never wanted to, but you know.
Oh my gosh, you're honest.
If you really wanted to be committed to your goal, then you can do that.
I mean, and I think for me, and competing taught me this, right? It taught me that I can socialize, and socializing doesn't mean a cheat day. Like, I used to believe if we were doing something on the weekend, that's it. That whole day is a cheat day. That's it. My day is ruined. And that would be it. Now I'm like, I can still enjoy the time with my friends and family and not have it be food related. Like, not everything has to be food related.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to associate fun with food. I mean, sometimes food is fun, but you don't want to do that too often because you create bad habits.
Yeah.
You
know? So I think, you know, almost giving yourself permission to be okay with that is a win in itself. Like, to stand up for yourself and say, no, this is it. At the end of the day, you wake up in the morning yourself and you stand on the scale by yourself. No one's there. Right. So if you know that you're going to be disappointed by your choices because you were trying to people please, that is not worth it.
No.
Like, people pleasing is never going to make you happy. So yeah, if you have to bring your own food and that's going to make you happy because you know you're going to step on that scale and you're still going to be losing weight that week instead of having an uptick on your scale because you had a cheat day or something, you know, that's up to you. And we're giving you permission to take that extra step in your commitment to yourself and your goals.
Yeah. So just to reiterate, the 5 levels of dining out, from easiest to hardest, are starting with 1, portion control. So as soon as you get your food, take half of it or take a certain amount of it and put it in the to-go box. 2, have a glass of water before you eat your meal, or have 2 glasses of water if you want to take it to the next step, if you're really hungry. And 3 is have whole foods when you dine out. So that keeps it easier to track and know exactly what you're putting into your body versus having a big concoction with a bunch of stuff that you don't know what's in it. Number four is to bring a scale, bring a food scale, weigh your food, put it in a in an app, track it on MyFitnessPal or Lose It or one of these apps. And number five is bring your own food. And this is the most advanced and the most extreme, but if you really want to stay on track, that's what you should do when you go dining out.
All right, and now let's jump into the holidays. I wish we had like some like cool background, like jingle or something here in our, like, hey, like producer, like can we just get some jingles in here? No, don't press these buttons.
No, okay.
So the holidays, right? What does the, how does that affect your progress? So I think, I mean, there's tons of statistics about holiday weight gain, right? That most people on average are gaining like 10 to 15 pounds in the holidays. And when we talk about the holidays, we're usually talking about Halloween through New Year's Day, I guess, New Year's Eve. Yeah. So we're talking about, you know, that's a good chunk of time. That's like a whole, you know, quarter almost, right? Of like the year. So if you just kind of let yourself off the hook for the last, you know, few months of the year, it is a huge mistake because you can be making so much progress in that time if you just stay committed.
Or ruin the progress you've made if you don't.
Yeah. And so, and I know last December, this actually happened to me where starting like the second week in December until the holidays, I was like, ah, whatever. I immediately gained 5 pounds. And I was like, this is not okay. And so this year I'm like, game plan. And so we just wanted to give you guys some ideas on how to strategize to get through the holidays without the unwanted weight or to continue the progress that you're making. But again, with still enjoying time with your family and friends. And like Sean said earlier, which is super smart, you know, food doesn't equal fun. Fun doesn't equal food. It can, right? But it doesn't mean that they're synonymous with one another.
Right.
So I would say, so by the time this episode airs, we're going to be, you know, pretty much like the day after Halloween, right? So at this point, you probably have a stash of candy. What I would like you to do is throw it away. No, I mean, you could. But if it's really tempting for you, yes, give it away. Like there's no reason. If you have children, sure, keep a small little stash. Like our daughter's like a candy fanatic.
I think all kids are, but you know, but if you have kids, like, don't go in your room, their room and eat their candy.
Yeah. And even for her, I think we portion out like a couple of, maybe a week's worth, like a couple of pieces that she really enjoys for the week. And we let her keep that. And then the rest of it, you can donate. You can donate it to organizations where they actually send them overseas to soldiers and that kind of thing. You can do, and most dentist offices actually will collect it. So just a little tip on that, you can donate your candy to a dentist office. And most often they will donate it to the troops. So that's a really good way to get rid of that excess candy. Have a piece, right? Have a piece or two, you know, but you don't, I see these graphics, and I've been seeing these for years, where it's like how to, you know, kind of negate the effects. And it's like one Almond Joy, 20 burpees, one Snickers, 30-minute run. Like, don't do that. Like, you don't.
Just don't eat the candy. It's not worth it.
I mean, or have it and move on, right? Like, I think for me, having come from having a disordered eating background, feeling like I can work off what I was eating was something that was ingrained in the way that I thought. Like, oh, I must do this workout in or because I ate that candy. If you ate it, like, let it go. It's not gonna kill you long term. Just let it go. That's where it went, and then move on.
You know, none of these tips that we're gonna talk about with traveling and holidays won't work unless you really think about your why, right? Really let that resonate, because if you're not thinking about why you're trying to get into shape and, you know, you keeping that in the forefront of your mind, then none of these will apply. You'll just kind of get lazy, or you'll just forget about it and just conveniently just overeat because you're not putting that at the forefront. So always have your goals written down and keep that in front of you, especially this time of year, to remind you what you're doing this for.
Yeah, so smart, because I sit there at the gym and question why I'm there every day. But again, it is really important to remember like why you're really there and why you are taking the steps that you are to be healthier. I mean, a lot of people that we're coming across nowadays who are calling us for help have real actual health issues stemming from weight gain, unnecessary like weight gain. So, you know, we are really, you know, speaking to everyone when we say, you know, move on. If this is, you know, the day after Halloween kind of thing, move on, get rid of the candy, not worth it. But now we're looking towards more family focused holidays like Thanksgiving. So let's tackle like Thanksgiving first.
Yeah, that's the big one, right? Because sometimes you don't want to be rude if you're going out to eat, or you're going to eat at a family member's house, uh-huh. and you don't want to not eat their food because
you get the guilt.
But you need a strategy. And listen, sometimes it's just what you got to do, right? You just got to ignore what they might be thinking, or just let them know, hey, I'm on a path.
I'm on a journey. Yeah, don't say
I
diet, because right. people will judge that if you're like, I'm on a diet, I'm not eating this, you know.
Right, I'm just trying to make some healthier choices, and, you know, I'll eat some later, right? And don't eat it later.
Yeah,
right?
And I also think, I mean, for me, I will, ahead of time, my family knows kind of what my goals are, and I'm lucky because people are supportive, like, in my circle, so they'll be like, hey, I'm going to make this, is this okay with you? Yeah. Or I have clients that will bring a dish, many of my clients will do this. They will bring a dish specific to their goals that they know isn't going to throw them off. And so they're like, I brought this for everyone. Yeah. And really they're like, I know this is okay for me. So bring, you know, a dish. If you're hosting, obviously you're just going to make some things that are aligned with your goals. There are a few ways throughout the years that I've handled Thanksgiving. Again, it depends on where you are in your journey. One way I've done it is completely not tracking at all. Like, that is a day that I'm with my family. I want to connect with them. I want to enjoy the family traditions and the meals that come along with that. So I'm just going to take off that day. It's not the end of the world. This is a lifelong journey. And so one day isn't going to, you know, mess things up. That's one way that I've done it. The second way that I've done it is to do the whole foods method that we talked about, right? Yeah. Where on my plate, there's normal food at Thanksgiving, yeah. right? So I'm doing white meat turkey.
Yeah, have more protein than anything else, by the way. And have that first.
Have it first.
You're more full and satiated, and you're not going for the, you know, green bean casserole or whatever.
Yeah. So good. Or just do the spoonful method, right? So typically, like, I'll do white meat turkey. That's fine. I've also had like my family made me like salmon one year, but whatever. Turkey or chicken or whatever your main protein is, that's lean, and I'll do that. And then I'll do the spoonful, right? A spoonful of.
Not a ladleful.
Not a
spoonful.
A spoonful. But do a spoonful of the green bean casserole. Do a spoonful of the sweet potato souffle. Do a spoonful, you know, of have half the roll, whatever. Like sample, have a little like bento box type sampler for yourself. So you feel like you are enjoying a little bit of everything and you can then move on. Same thing with the desserts. When the desserts come out, spoonful. As long as you're getting a little bit in, that's okay too. So there are a few ways that you can handle Thanksgiving in particular. Yeah.
But know yourself, right? Because if you're not the kind of person who can just do a spoonful and you have to have the whole thing, then my suggestion is you leave the room. You do not even let the temptation come near you, because if you eat it, then you're just going to want to finish the whole thing. You know?
Yeah. If you're someone that's like a trigger and all of a sudden you're going to go just like all
get it
in. Away,
get it out of sight, out of mind.
Right. So those are some ways and some tips and tricks I hope help for, you know, the Thanksgiving meal, which is one day. It's one day, guys. So don't let the leftovers creep over into, you know, Thanksgiving's on a Thursday, then Friday you wake up and then someone, you know, you took a plate home and then you have that Friday and then you're like, oh, well, you know, it's Saturday and then it bleeds into the weekend. And now before you know it, it's like Christmas. Yep. Yep. And you just had like a meal last for like a whole month. So let it be the day. And again, move on the next day, get your workout in. Thanksgiving Day, you should get a workout in.
Yeah.
Like, I love Thanksgiving. Can we do like a hustle training Thanksgiving workout?
Sure.
Like, like a park workout. Yeah. Okay, guys, stay tuned because we're gonna get this going. But that is the best, is to get your workout in, feel good, sweat. You also will make healthier choices throughout the day anyway, because you're just gonna feel better.
Yep.
So I think that is definitely a technique, is get a workout in, get a walk in, you know, stay active that day. Usually there's a lot of people just coming in and out or hanging out at the house. Like, we walk around our neighborhood usually on Thanksgiving Day. It's just like a nice family thing to do, and we'll take our daughter with us and get a walk in. And so stay active that day. That should help too. But again, like with the next day, you should be back to normal. Get a workout in the next day. Don't get lazy. Yeah. That kind of thing.
And you know what? I see a lot of people take this time to make it okay to just drink as much alcohol as they want, right? Especially
I forgot about that.
Yeah, especially towards like New Year's and that kind of thing. It's like, all right, just pop the champagne and have whatever I want.
Yeah.
But you know, alcohol can actually set you back quite a bit as well, mm-hmm. right? So you want to be careful not to have too much. You can have, sure, maybe a little glass or something small, but you, if you, the more
the alcohol, coquito, the eggnog,
those things have calories, but you know, even some things like tequila, which has less calories,
yeah,
it's not as bad for sure. But here's what happens is if you have alcohol, the next time you go to exercise, let's say you work out the next day, you're not actually burning the fat, you're burning the alcohol. So you're almost like negating the effort that you're putting in into the exercise. So
yeah,
definitely take it easy and make it a rule. So before you go out to eat before you go out to party, just say, I'm only going to have one drink, and then have someone hold you accountable to having that one drink.
And again, if that's a trigger for you that you can't just have one drink,
then don't drink at
then
all.
Then don't do it at all. Why tempt yourself? Yeah. So let's go into the month of December. So what does December look like for most people? We have Hanukkah, you know, essentially lasts many, many days, but really, you know, it's the bulk of that season.
Yeah.
So you have Hanukkah, you have Christmas, and then you have New Year's Eve.
Is Kwanzaa in there?
Yeah, Kwanzaa's in there.
Okay, I figured Kwanzaa had to be in there.
Do you know anything about Kwanzaa?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think anyone knows anything about Kwanzaa. But
Kwanzaa's it's a celebration.
It's a celebration. Right.
So these are all celebrations that we're talking about, right? Essentially. Yeah. So like Christmas is probably, it's probably my hardest day to get through food-wise because I love Christmas cinnamon buns. It's like the one time a year where I like, that's my thing, right? And so again, if you have family traditions that are going to contradict with your goals, you have to make a choice, but know what that is going into it. So either say, okay, this is the day that I'm going to refeed, right? Maybe you're on a scheduled eating plan and you have a refeed day in there, but let's say your refeed day is on Wednesday, but the holiday coming up is on the following Monday, push your refeed day and enjoy that holiday.
Yep.
And sometimes that little extra calories is actually going to kickstart your metabolism, and you will actually make more progress after that day. So that's okay too. Just make sure that you are, you know, on point with your nutritional needs and your macro tracking or whatever you're doing leading up to the holiday, and then subsequently following the holiday. So again, that one day or a couple of days, you know, enjoy, but then move on.
So I want to make one more point before we end off this podcast, because it's important people realize that even if you, let's say you don't do any of these things we mentioned, right? Or you do some of them, but not all of them. It's important not to have too much guilt, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have too much guilt about what you ate or what you drank, you know, what tends to happen for a lot of people that we've seen is that that just becomes a downward spiral. And then you think, oh, what is it? You know, I did this over the week, the holidays, and that just goes into January and February and March and so on. So what you need to do is just say, okay, I screwed up, but now it's time to get back on track, get back on the horse. So, you know, if you do have, you know, a good holiday, just try not to have too much guilt about it and then move forward and do your best.
Yeah. And we have a lot of clients that are going to be traveling, right? So if you're traveling during the holiday season, we have people who are taking a couple of weeks off at a time. If you are a client that works with Hustle Training 360, for us, hands down, we are using the customized app, the HT360 app, to keep our clients on track. And the way that we do that is through accountability. We set custom goals for them. We're making sure they're getting their steps in. We're making sure that they're tracking their food, because we're able to see that even, you know, when they're not with us and we're not seeing them physically. And also we're able to put our workouts in there for them, because traveling doesn't mean you then take 2 weeks off from your life. You still have to, you know, exercise, and you know, if you're working towards your goals and you've hired us to help you, like, this is the way that we are continuously helping our clients get through this season. Yeah. So if you don't have the HT360 app yet, you know, contact us and, you know, we will get you started with it.
Check out hustletraining360.com. Reach out to us and then we'll get you started and help you have a better holiday.
Yeah. So. All right, guys. Well, I think that's it for today.
Yeah, that's it. Another good one. Down in the books. All right.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.